Hands Off My Honey by Jane Chapman. Bear stomped and stamped to his hollow by the big oak tree. The ground rumbled, the daisies shook, and the leaves trembled in the trees.
I have a great big jar of delicious honey,
Bear bellowed.
And it is all mine.
Bear looked around, but everyone had disappeared.
Don't even try to take a pawful,
he boomed.
I am scariest bear in the forest, and I won't share a single drop.
The woods were silent. Even the birds stopped chirruping. The only sound was the slurp of Bear's tongue as he licked.
Yum, yum.
Mouse, the rabbit brothers, and Mole peered out of a bush.
That jar is enormous, and he's keeping it all to himself,
whispered Mouse.
Well, I love honey, and I'm going to get some. Is anyone with me?
The rabbit brothers both raised a paw. Mole looked at the honey.
I'm in.
Mouse picked her way carefully through the branches. The rabbit brothers held paws and began tiptoeing cautiously when...
Snap! Whoopsie! That was me! On a twig!
Whispered Mole.
Get down!
Hissed Mouse. Bear's eyebrows lifted. The animals held their breath. But Bear dipped his paw in once more and was soon licking noisily.
Phew!
Whispered Mole.
Sorry, Mouse.
Mouse patted him on the back.
No harm done. Now, follow me.
Mouse zipped to the left and right, keeping to the shadows. The rabbits raced behind, shivering excitedly. Mouse waved to Mole, but as he dodged a stinging nettle, he tripped over a root.
Oops!
He squeaked. Flump! Bear turned suddenly. Mole tucked his head under his paws. But Bear was busy with a long, sticky dribble down his arm.
Sorry,
whispered Mole.
Roly-poly moly, hey.
Mouse peered through the ferns.
Listen up, team,
she whispered.
We need to be fast and silent if we're going to get that honey. Rabbits,
she commanded,
lead the way.
The rabbit brothers and Mouse were masters at thorn dodging. They whizzed through the brambles and pole-vaulted over the puddle. Taking a deep breath, Mole headed into the thorns. A prickle stuck in his bottom, but he didn't even squeak.
I can do this,
thought Mole.
I leap over the puddle and finish with a commando roll on the grass.
He picked up a stick and began to run. Splash!
Oh, no! Just look at me,
gasped Mole.
I'm soaking!